night. Whew. Good morning. It's a little chilly out. It's just Norm, and it is 6.05 a.m. Saturday morning, November the 29th, 2014. I am up and on my way out to the Dunedin Causeway for a trot. Get one in today. And as I said just a moment ago, it's a bit chilly out. It's 48 degrees with a breeze, and chilly for West Central Florida. Perfect for Just Norm, as I've been craving just these kind of temperatures all along. I'm wearing a pair of loud red Asics, a little bit heavier than technical, running shorts, a short sleeve technical t-shirt, which I received at the Turkey Trot a couple days ago, followed by a long sleeve cotton t-shirt and a thermal shirt over the top of that. Maybe a bit overdressed, but we'll see. I might take off the thermal before I start. And a beanie. I have a beanie on my head. So I'm dressed for the temps, and the fear or the concern about being overdressed is that once I get running, I'm surely to heat up. But then when you pause for a moment and there's a breeze, it gets a bit chilly. So the ideal situation is to keep moving. Whatever sweat you have on you won't stand and then get hit with a breeze. But this is all a moot point to anybody who's listening and lives in the Northern Hemisphere and is laughing hysterically at me that I'm wearing these things with a 48 degree temperature. Anyway, I've got a bit of a nasally thing going on here. I don't quite know whether to call it a cold or just a little bit of loose drainage due to the weather. A little bit of a throat thingy. I'm a little bit hoarse. Had a little bit of laryngitis Thursday morning and much of yesterday. And bringing up lots of secretions. I think it's the change in weather. I don't think I'm sick. But anyway, let's get a sip of coffee here. Fresh beans. Java for the road. Oh yeah. My second cup. I kind of meandered around the house today and got a cup in me while I perused over the tubes of the interweb. Another sip here. Oh yeah. This is nice. Alright, well, I'm going to get back to driving. I'm going to get up to the causeway and we will talk when I am out on the road. See you on the other side. All right, bye. Well, it's with some degree of certainty that I have done something to this Sony digital voice recorder, in that by fooling with the menus, I have made a change in the way that it captures sound. It is capturing ambient sound where applicable, louder than my own voice, which back in the day I used to could say was pretty darn loud within itself. today I will need to exercise being adept at the pause button. When I listen back to my walk break episode from Thursday, it was evident, most especially when I passed some of the live bands in the race, how loud this thing was. And this all started, hold on, I'm switching hands with devices. I'm a little bit preoccupied with sound and electronics this morning. So, when I ran, hold on, okay, iToy is firmly nestled in its carrying case. When I ran the other day, or I'm sorry, when I started fooling around with the menus one day prior to a Hammock Park run, I found that you could alter the settings for how you're recording. And it had, and I can't remember all these, such different options as note-taking, voice memo, conference, all these different types of things. And I can't remember how I got to where I was or what I did. And since then, I've been trying to press the folder option, the menu, the display, or DISP. I don't know if DISP means display or disposition. There's a button here that says scene, S-C-E-N-E, and I can't get back to those different options. Electronics can be fantastic, but when the menus get linear, in other words, you have to progress forward and backwards through menus, I can tend to get a little lost. If it's all displayed out there in a maybe a circular fashion, is probably what I'm trying to say, I can deal with that or manipulate it much better. It is crisp this morning, and it's good to be amongst the crispiality. No, we're certain that's not a word, is it? Crispiality. Crispish surroundings. Crisp necessity. None of these are words, but they all embellish the word crisp. I'm also playing with the volume rocker button on my iToy. That's another little dilemma I've had in the past, in that it's really confusing, but I might turn the volume down in the evening when I'm listening to a podcast or some sort of program on my phone. And then in the morning, having turned down the volume for that particular app or that particular program, like the podcast app, and I notice other features on the phone, like the wake up alarm or other apps, they show
a low volume, even after I've restored the volume first thing in the morning, which is always a bit confusing. So this morning, I was having trouble with the volume for Runkeeper and for my little timer app that you hear beeping now. They were both playing low, even though the volume was showing as all the way up in general. So I had to wait until the app was running and getting ready to make a sound. So at the 3-minute timer, I had to await those beeps. And once I did, I turned up the volume and it showed the volume as increasing. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but essentially what I'm saying is if you just push the volume button up, it shows that the general volume is as high as it's going to go. When there's an app involved and it sounds low and you push the volume button up, then you see the volume indicator arise. It's very strange. I think, and I hope I'm making sense to you, I think I've described it pretty well. So I've made a loop around Baywood Drive north and south, and I am now approaching alternate 19, where there's quite a bit of traffic. As you can hear, alternate 19 south will take me around maybe Michigan Avenue, where I'll turn around, cross the highway, and get on the Pinellas Trail, heading northward back up to the Dunedin Causeway. I'm going to take a unscheduled walk right here. I have no idea the pace I'm running, but it felt just a bit too quick. Okay, I had to take a bit of a pause even when I did the walk break, because I was coming up on a 2-lane portion of highway, very narrow, across a small bridge, and there wasn't really a dedicated running or biking pathway, just the shoulder of the road, and I needed to navigate that and concentrate because of oncoming and passing traffic. Come on, thank you. The guy was gonna stop here as I was about to cross the entryway to Curlew Landings. Curlew Landings, Carlos. How are you today, my friend, this Saturday morning? I imagine if it's 48 here, it must be, oh, I don't know, what is it, the Pacific Northwest? 30 degrees Fahrenheit? Maybe colder? I know you work on the Celsius scale. But anyway, let's get back to running. I'm sure I'm in a run segment. So I hope you're well. If I'm not mistaken, you're going to run with the gang today. And I was awfully sorry to hear that you've fallen again. Did you injure the ass bone again? I can't remember. But anyway, only wish you well, good friend, and health and well-being, and this repetitive injuring that's going on has me just a bit concerned. Take it easy, Daddy. Take it easy. Anyway, what else can we say this morning as I trot? I'm approaching Palm Boulevard, which is the main entry into Dunedin Golf Club and Dunedin Sterling Lakes. You hear a freight truck here at the local Munchies convenience store, and it's just a bit louder than I would like in the world this morning. I guess for me, it's all about volume and balance, control of volume, huh? This morning. So after I finish this loop, I'll be on the dedicated causeway where the traffic will be much less, but still present. Now I've warmed up a little bit and I'm dressed really just perfectly. I did keep on the beanie and the three shirts I have. I was going to put on some running gloves because I was a bit chilled when I got out, but there's no need for that. I feel just right now, having covered probably, if I had to guess, almost a mile, mile and a half. I'm still without my Garmin wristwatch to look down at, but that's all right. Ignorance is bliss, right? I've got a generalized idea of how far I'm running this morning, and we'll just go with that. I originally had mapped out a run starting from my home, taking me up into Hammock Park and back, which would have given me about 11 or 12 miles. However, when I awoke this morning, something in my soul stirred me to go out towards the water, where the background of such adds to the experience. So, in a wordy way, I'm saying I changed my mind because I wanted to run by the water. I'm coming up on Michigan Boulevard, where I will turn. So yeah, the turkey trot. I felt as though I was running very slowly in the beginning, the middle, and the end. It took me about 3 miles before I could achieve the initial steps into the steady state. When I finished the run, the total time was 1 hour and 19 minutes, which is, for 6.2 miles, for me, that's fast. And I don't know what it was. You push the traffic button here. I don't know what it was, because really, on a routine after the day of work at Courtney Campbell, if I do 5.5 miles, it takes me 1 hour and 15. So how in the world did I get 6.2 and 1 hour and 19? Runkeeper said I was running at 12 minutes and 30 seconds, minutes per mile. That's kind of fast for me. I don't say that with any accolades, it's just a mental note. Why did I run faster? Though I felt like I was running slower. I didn't pay enough attention within myself, and internally, I was busy jabbing and gabbing to you as I recorded. But you know what? It was fun. It was good. I felt right within myself. It was an enjoyable experience, regardless of the time. Yeah, regardless of the time, because if I had finished and it was longer than 119, I still would be able to say that I felt good, because I felt good or within myself from mile three on. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's when I achieve steady state, so it's all good. Let's get this thing going again. So, today, the run will take shape in the form of most likely 7-ish, maybe 8 miles, I don't know. When yesterday I had planned for 11 or 12. It is what it is, and it's all good. We'll see what the number is at the end. Good morning.
Good.
How are you?
Good, you?
Good, thank you. There's an elderly gentleman casually walking the Pinellas Trail, and I forced my greeting upon him, but he responded spryly. So today will be a bit of a busy day because the Rosenberg girls and myself are going to get a Christmas tree, put up Christmas lights, and I think, don't quote me, but I think Mrs. Rosenberg has ideas of a new television. I guess yesterday was Black Friday, and I'm trying to get across the road here. I've taken an unscheduled walk break. How about that? Let's just roll with it. Might have something to do with my breathing. Anyway, yesterday was Black Friday. We've been toying with the idea of getting a flat screen TV. You guys ever hear those? Yeah, I guess it's this new crazy invention where it's a flat screen television. You can hang it on your wall or on a stand. Parentheses, sarcasm. We have two giant, large televisions, one in the bedroom, one in the living room, which both work perfectly well. But we're a bit outdated on TVs, and with the size of our home being what it is, a flat screen TV will lessen the need for some of those furnitures that project outwardly from the wall, thus taking up space. So it'll be a space saver, and as well, it's something the girls would like. For me, I don't really get to watch TV that much, or I don't elect or choose to watch TV that much. With all the other things on that the girls like to watch, my need to stare at television and get the most quality, the most optimum quality and visual experience is not very high. The need is not very high. There used to be a time where I would really languish on the couch and watch all sorts of favorite programs, but that's just not the case anymore. Morning.
Good morning.
That guy is walking down the trail singing a song. I like it. So yeah, we might get a flat screen. We'll see. I guess there's still some remnant sales. I don't know if that's a walk break or not. I'm a little bit out of sync. Let's take a look so I can get back on track here. It'll also tell me how many miles I've done. All right, that's a run break. So let me put this iToy back in. We'll start running and I'll be back on track. Okay, I had to take the Sony and put it in my mouth while I took two hands to lift up my shirts to put the iToy back into the belt clip. It was a bit cumbersome. I was holding my breath while I had the Sony in my mouth so I would not breathe like a panting deer into the microphone. I didn't see the mileage because this little run timer app that I'm using, it has to stay displayed in order to work. If you go to another app, it's not like it'll run in the background. So my Runkeeper app is on a different page than that one. I would say pretty soon I'll be coming up on 2 miles. The sky is a lit. When I first started, it was dusk, but now it's that gentle azure blue, and I see some ducks swimming across the little pond of the bridge that I'm running across. This time is a dedicated trail bridge, not the traffic bridge. Just blabbing away here, aren't I? To my right is a golf course section where you can see the actual fairway. When I mentioned the Dunedin Golf Club before, that was the entrance to the subdivision and the clubhouse. But here, it looks like we're at par 4. So Thanksgiving Day, the plans were, after the turkey trot, to come home, get cleaned up, start warming up some foods that we were going to bring to my in-laws' house, as there was going to be Thanksgiving celebration there. But there was some miscommunication between us and them as to what time. So it turns out my wife thought it was going to be more like late afternoon dinner, and the in-laws had more plans in line with a lunch, early afternoon thing. So what we decided was that after the lunch, where everybody was going to my in-laws, and they would come over to our house for dinner. Because my wife was working on Thanksgiving, so she didn't get off till 3. So, after warming our portion of dishes, my in-laws brought some dishes. And then, lo and behold, a couple surprises on Thanksgiving. The first one being that my middle son, Brenton, who we have had a less than amicable relationship for many, many years, decided that he wanted to come by and visit with his littlest creation, Michael, who's about 6 to 8 months old. He came over with my ex-wife and her husband, and they sat and visited for a little while. It was really, really, really out of left field, because as I said, we don't speak. But all that was pushed aside as we celebrated and reveled in the joy of the tiny child and pleasantries and amicabilities. That's definitely not the right word, if indeed it even is a word, were exchanged. I think I told you I was gonna really be adept on the pause button. It just occurred to me. I don't think I've pressed it once since getting out in traffic. I do notice my breathing is a little heavier, and that's because I'm trying to talk and run too fast, and so I'm taking an occasional extra walk break and trying to find a little middling ground. So yeah, that happened, and then, unbeknownst that they were coming, Cameron and Samantha and Brooklyn and Cameron Jr. came over. I didn't know they were coming. I think they had planned on coming over to my in-laws, so we told them we were going to have a celebration there, but they came by, and so it turned into essentially Thanksgiving at the Rosenbergs with family, and it was all good. Lots of joy. Lots of family. That's what it's all about, isn't it? I know that sounds so corny. That's what it's all about. Family. Celebrate with the family. It does sound corny, but if you allow yourself to be transformed, if you allow yourself to get caught up in the mingling of the personalities, the personas, the human encounter, the situation, the love, then you'll know what I mean when I say celebrating family is really what it's all about.